Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Avon Descent back this weekend. It all starts with the Avon River Festival on Friday. There'll be the procession through the streets of Northam. And then Saturday morning, it gets pretty serious. And on the line now from the Avon Descent Committee, I've got Greg Kading with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are the water levels looking this year?
Oh, look, fabulous. Fabulous year. A few years back, we were worried about being any water in the river at all. But this year, following on from last year's good weather, we've got good rains again this year, and we expect water levels to be optimum for the whole Avon Descent this year.
Avon Descent been running since the early 70s, one of the world's most unique whitewater sporting events. And how are the competitors looking, Greg, this year?
Oh, look, yeah, certainly it's an iconic event, initiated by Northam, and then it's 46th year, and we've got a great competitor field of entries this year. We're getting up towards similar levels as last year, over 500 competitors now, and in a range of craft, the usual paddle and power, not against each other, but against the river to try and make their way over the 124 kilometres through to the Bayswater finish line.
Yeah, Avon Descent this weekend. Greg, what time does it all kick off on Saturday morning?
Oh, look, if you get down there earlier, get there around about 7 o'clock and see things taking off, and hopefully everything will be on time to get the full thrill through. It usually only takes around about 45 to 50 minutes to get the field through, and we've got a number of unique competitors this year. We've got stand-up paddleboard. We've got the Olympians Challenge. So Ken Wallace, a gold medalist from Beijing, and a bronze medalist at Rio de Janeiro. He's paddling, and he'll be going in against Rahman Anderson and a team from the WA Institute of Sport in the Olympians Challenge. So great high-profile athletes competing this year.
Yeah, Avon Descent this weekend. Day one, 57 kilometres. Day two, 76 kilometres. And really going to put our competitors through their paces as they make their way down to the Swan River at Bayswater in Perth. Greg Kading from the Avon Descent Committee. Good luck with putting the finishing touches on what is now an iconic event throughout the region.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Anna. I look forward to seeing all the people in Northam out for a great start, and also the festival on Friday night.
And first time we're speaking to this lady here in the Central Weebelt in Avon Valley, life coach Sally Tebow. Sally, welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sally, quickly, it's like the first day of school. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm a life coach and life strategist based here on the Gold Coast. And I work with people, helping them to lead productive, energetic lives.
Oh, fantastic. And you've got a pretty big following on Facebook. I see you do the regular Facebook sessions on the weekends.
Yep, every Saturday morning. A bit early for Perth, maybe 5:30, but every Saturday morning, Eastern Standard Time is at 7:30, and I do a Facebook Live on different topics each week, but they're all about how you can lead better, more productive, more successful lives. But they do sit on my Facebook page, so if people want to catch them later, they can do that.
Sally, I want to talk about overcoming procrastination.
Yes. And one of the biggest things, I think, for many people is procrastination. And it's actually different from laziness. They're two entirely different things. In fact, procrastinators usually are people with high intentions and high goals, but often can leave things to the last minute.
And Sally, how do we overcome procrastination?
Well, there are three different types of procrastinators. There's the thrill seekers, those who leave everything to the last minute to get that big rush. There are the avoiders, who are people I find really interesting. They're usually fear of failure or fear of success, or might be wondering what other people think about them. And the third lot are decisional procrastinators who can't make a decision. It kind of avoids the responsibility. So it's actually a learned behavior, and we fall into the habit of doing it, looking sometimes for that adrenaline rush to get us the energy to finish something, but it's actually not very good for us.
Or look, I haven't really had time to procrastinate because I've moved from one town to another, and I've thrown in some holidays in between over the past few weeks, so I've just had to get it done.
Yeah, and that's the thing sometimes, you know, that when you're like busy like you with major changes going on in your life, that's really, sometimes you don't even have time to think about it. And I think that's probably the biggest issue for many people
as
we overthink. Fly by the seat of your pants, I love that. But really, it's, you know, to overcome it is to sort of ask yourself, what am I really fearful of? And what's really interesting is that procrastination can also be a way to control your own failure, so you don't do it publicly. You know, you say, oh, I don't have time, or, you know, I just can't get around to it, rather than sort of achieving something and then feeling that it's perhaps not good enough or you might fail.
This is Trent's Tech Talk.
Trent is with us from techwrap.net. Trent, one of our popular browsers, Google Chrome, is set to undergo some changes in new versions, and Mozilla Firefox is also looking for feedback on brand changes.
Yeah, two big browsers in the scene these days. You know, you find more Google Chrome users out there than ever before. The launch of their version 68 of their software is, I guess, now calling out sites that are unencrypted, displaying not secure in the top address bar if the website doesn't have a security certificate, and secure in a green text with a padlock if they are secure. This is all a part of a pledge that they had a few years ago where they said they would name and shame websites that had unencrypted connections. And basically, an unencrypted connection is, I guess, not having a secure layer with your computer making a connection to the server that is hosting the website. Now, if you found yourself in a situation where you're doing things like internet banking or even providing credit card details online, you would usually make sure that you are behind a secure connection to prevent the instances of your details being shared with other parties. Personally, I don't think every single website on the internet needs to actually be secure, but Google is certainly pushing forward for the idea. It's not a particular worry if you're doing something like, you know, browsing a website for news articles, as long as you're not signing up to something or putting in card details to a website that is not secure. I think you'd have a pretty reasonable time online.
Catching up with Eliza Wynn from the Avon Valley and Wheatbelt Advocate. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you going?
I'm going well. Nice to have you on for my first time here. And this week, all about the Avon Descent.
Yes, that's correct. So we've got an Avon Descent wrap, a special edition of the Advocate this week to celebrate this weekend's Avon Descent. So we have 8 extra pages of content all about the Avon Descent. So it's a good one to pick up this week.
It looks like the conditions for this year are going to be pretty decent for the competitors.
Yeah, so we've spoken to some of the organisers of the event, and they've said that the water levels of the river are looking amazing and it looks like it'll be perfect conditions, so that's really great to hear.
All right, also in the paper, a Beverly couple raising funds for a much-needed cause.
Yes, so Alan and Joe Sattler from Beverly, they're a farming couple and they're flying more than 4,000 kilometres around Australia in their light aircraft to raise money for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. So we sat down with them and had a good chat about the process, and they're heading off soon. And they're urging anyone in Northern or around the Wheatbelt to help them raise funds and donate to the cause.
Yeah, the RFDS is such a valuable resource in those remote areas. I've lived pretty remote in my time, and it's just an absolute lifesaver in some situations.
Yeah, no, there's definitely not enough money to go around to those guys.
And also, we finish on some bright news. A Northern teenager has been announced in the AFL All-Australian for the under-16s.
Yes, so Nathan O'Driscoll. Now, O'Driscoll is a very popular and very talented name here in Northern. Now, Nathan O'Driscoll, he's 16 years old, and he has been named, like you said, in the AFL under-16s All-Australian team. He has just gotten back from over East playing for the WA side, and in the last week he's been named on the interchange for the All-Australian team. So again, we had a chat to him, and he's definitely one to keep an eye on and one to watch moving forward.
Plenty of local news covered in the Avon Valley and Wheatbelt Advocate. Eliza Wynn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M.
Thanks to Middleton Accountants. Jackpot today is at $450. Angus is on the line, 13-27-10.
I think it's a gear stick being shifted in a manual.
Automatic. Did you say manual or automatic?
Automatic. Manual.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Ron from Keller's back with us. G'day, Ron.
Good morning, Terry.
well, yesterday I was Cliff, apparently.
Yeah, the sound, the secret sound, I Would it be fasten a seatbelt?
Fastening a seatbelt. Not fastening a seatbelt, Ron.
Okay then, mate. Well, I'll just keep plugging away. It's something to do before you go on the road, I think.
Yeah, on the road again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been there with Vic on the road again and back. And mate,
yeah, no, you told me about your travels yesterday. No, it's good.
She's a long way.
It is. Well, nice to have you back. Good on you, Ron.
Yeah, mate. Right, thanks a lot. Anyway, have a good day, mate.
You too. It returns tomorrow. We're at $460. It's the sound of the wheat belt. And now, thanks to our friends at Middleton Accountants, you can find them in Meriden. We'll check out some news shortly. Triple M.